because of the damn water, and it's not going to make, I'm going to handle that myself. And if I'm here elected, these delegates are not going to hurt us, or hurt me, or hurt Georgia, or hurt Mississippi. The Freedom Party is not being seated. What's happening is we're doing four or five things. Number one, we're coming in there and seating the state of Mississippi. Every damn one of them. Now, they oughtn't to be, Carl. They oughtn't to, we can't, you and I just can't survive our political modern life with these goddamn fellas down there that are eating them for breakfast every morning. They got to quit that, and they got to let them vote, and they got to let them shave, and they got to let them eat and things like that. And they don't do it. And however much we love Jim Eastland and John Stennis, they get a governor like Ross Barnett, and he's messing around there with Wallace, and they won't let one man go in a precinct convention. Now, we've got to put a stop to that, because that's just like the old days, by God, when they wouldn't let them go in and cast a vote of any kind. And you've put a stop to it in your state. But we're going to ignore that. We're going to say, hell, yes, you did it, and you're wrong. You violated the 57 law, and you violated the 60 law, and you violated the 64 law. But we're going to seat you, every damn one of you. You lily-white babies, we're going to salute you.
My suggestion would be don't seat Mississippi or the two delegates, either one of them, unless the Mississippi regular delegation will give you assurance that if they're seated with these other two, they won't walk out.
Well, you go over, they think, we think, I don't know, I'm not there, and I haven't taken anybody else's calls. I don't want you to let anybody know that I even talked there, because I'm doing my best to avoid it, and I'm turning them down. I don't want them to say that I'm calling in there, but they tell me that these folks that will take the oath, come in there, that there'll be over half of them from Mississippi do it. Now, I don't know whether they will or not. I haven't talked to them, but I thought that maybe you and John could sit down and talk to them and say to them that they win their fight. Number one, they've been challenged. They got no credentials. They haven't been seated. Credentials committee comes out there tonight and said, number one, we seat the state of Mississippi, and everybody takes the oath. That's number one. Number two, we're going to pass a resolution to take care of this thing in the future. And number three, we're going to say that two people, symbolic here, can be taken as general delegates, having nothing to do with Mississippi, depriving Mississippi of nothing, and try to put an end to this thing. Now,
why don't you do this if you're going to do that? Why don't you? You still got a little problem about oath down in Alabama, and everybody's been now saying, well, hell, you're making me sign one, and you ain't making no
progress.
Why don't you let John Bailey or somebody, if you get an agreement with the Mississippi regulars that they'll stick, then let Bailey or somebody just let the whole goddamn convention rise at one time and say, I want everybody to repeat after me, I'm a Democrat, I'm going to support the nominees and work for the Democratic Party in November. And everybody stand and repeat it in unison and have the whole damn hall here and everybody does it, and that's the damn
thing. That would suit me fine. I would love to do it. Anything I can do to get harmony, my friend, I sure do won't do it, because I've...
Pressure off the whole thing, and that would wind up the
old business. You and John, you get it, John, and you all suggest that. Both of you are young and modern and effective, and I'm a poor old man here that's got a government falling on me in Vietnam today. I just walked out of the Security Council. I've got McNamara coming in here at 6 o'clock tonight and bringing General Taylor back. I've got Cyprus in a hell of a war. And I can't go up there and tell those damn fellas and argue with Adam Clayton Powell and Martin Luther King and the fellow from Alabama, Bull Connor. They ought to try to make it as easy on me as they can, because they've all been in these things, their own state conventions. They got problems, they're going to have them. Now, this doesn't hurt anybody. And I'm for everybody taking the oath. Nobody claims they won't do it except Mississippi and Alabama.
Now they say they'll do it, they just don't want to be singled out and run.
Well, just tell them every national commitment's taking it from every state, speaking for his state.
Well, I agree with
you. Every one of them have already done it, but I don't object. I'd come up there myself, walk out naked and take it if it would ease Bull Connor's pressure any. But you and John get together and try to talk to this group and... it's just going to take us 10 minutes to get this thing through, and these men never participate in anything, never vote in anything, never have any voice. Hell, I'd give them 20 votes rather than cost me $2 million on this television like they've done the last 2 days.
I'd give them anything, just like you say. I don't think they're doing easy anything.
But you see what they're doing tonight. I've got a list of his calls. He's going to speak at the California delegation. He's going to speak at the Washington delegation. He's trying to speak at the Kentucky delegation. And each day he's just adding to it and causing us trouble. He's getting on the television saying that, I God, he's threatening us, that he's not going to stand up and vote for us. Now, we got a poll coming out tomorrow. What does the poll show? Just can get out of that convention and hold it. Johnson's political stock up since stand on Vietnam for a release not earlier than Wednesday, August 26. Public support for way U.S. handling situation has shot up. One important reason for Johnson's improved position of political race is stand on Vietnam. Then he goes ahead and writes all about it and quotes everybody and so forth. Then it takes them. NBC is releasing a poll tonight, Roper's new figures, minority, Negro 97%, Jewish 86%, Catholic 73%, Union people 76%, women 68%. These figures beat anything ever in the history, including FDR. Well, if you don't have a bunch of these leaders going on television, who is heroes, telling him that he can sit it out, that's what he's telling him yesterday.
What they said down there too when I ran, that some of them might sit it out, but they didn't, and they're going to vote 100%. And Martin Luther King, he ain't, you well know, hell, he'll be with you today and somebody else tomorrow if it comes down.
I know that, but I'm not throwing Mississippi out. I'm giving them every damn vote they got, every single one.
Up to you 1 minute. Mr. President?
Yeah.
John will speak to you. Thank you for letting
okay,
me talk.
All right, thank you, Carl. You help John, won't you?
I will.
All right.
Mr. President?
Hi, Johnny.
How are you, sir?
Oh, doing the best.
Well, Carl is pretty well giving you his reaction. I think it's fair. As you know, to some extent, it's mine. Forcibly, it's Don Russell from South Carolina. It's Albertus Harrison from Virginia. They just left here a few minutes ago. And Ferris and Carl and I sit here talking. I don't know what the hell's going to happen. It's a tough problem. I don't know what legal really justification they're going to have for this move. If Mississippi, if George Wallace didn't come up here and lead out to Alabama, and if Mississippi didn't join them, I think everybody would stay at the convention, although I think Don Russell particularly said he's a boy, he's going to support you. Albertus Harrison said the same thing. He said, I'm part of the Bird Machine.
John, I'll take any form they got. I didn't raise this one. They raised it. They told me, Walter called me and told me that everybody thought in there, y'all's leaders this morning, it'd work out. Now, I'll take anything that any of you can work out anywhere to keep from showing her ass. I just nigger, and I've got so much of it that I wrote out a statement this morning that would have solved it. But I'm just harassed to death, and I don't know about Donald Russell and Harrison, and I don't know how to get them. I told Walter this morning, I said, get John in with that group and see that they try to reach some agreement on something. Well, they tell me they did. I said, okay, now Rao's raising hell, and he's not going to take it. It means nothing. It doesn't. It's Mississippi's seated. She gets every damn vote she's entitled to. She oughtn't to be seated. She wouldn't let those niggers vote, and that's not right. But she's been seated, got every single one of her delegates seated, and now she says, well, I'm going to be a goddamn dog in the manger. The rest of the convention can't even have two other people in here. Now, we do that all the time. You come up here, and I seat you, and say, John, you come over here and stay with me. And you say, yeah, that's all right, but I ain't going to let you have coffee with another fella. And that's not right. Those people were refused admission. They were qualified. They're entitled to go. So we say, we won't take them off of Mississippi. Mississippi's got her right. She wins her case. Her people are seated, but if it won't work, it won't work. We'll just have to try something else. To me, it's a lot less objectionable than calling a roll and on this other thing. And I just hate to be offensive divide the party. And they told me last night it'd be 1,100 and 900. And I looked at it, and we got a good many 1,100s that are not going to be with us, I can tell you that. I just know they're not going to be there when it sticks. And it looks like to me this doesn't cost anybody anything. I just to be honest with you, I just can't understand it.
1,100 to 900 is too close to go to the floor with
it. Yes, it is, and I don't know why the South would want to be associated with Mississippi in a deal like this. It won't let a man come vote. Got two federal laws on the subject and a few statements. I can't understand them. We're seating them. We're giving them their seats, every damn vote, and there's going to be no vote anyway.
Yeah.
All we're doing is taking Ullman from Oregon off of this 13 minority group and getting him to take two or three more off so they can't get a minority report. Now that's all. And we're bribing them with our money. It doesn't, not with their money. They keep every damn thing they got. So I don't know why they care.
Let me ask you something else on a completely different subject. I talked to Bob Anderson. He thinks, and I think, that John Loeb would be an excellent man to head up the citizens group in New York. I understand there are two objections. First, he's a Wall Street banker.
No, I'll tell you what, John. I've talked to Bob Anderson, I guess, 45 times, minimum. And John Loeb, I've called him all Sunday, and I've talked to him twice. And they have together got about nine names. They just have never got off of that ground. I've sent Jim Rowe up there, I've sent Tommy Corcoran up there, I've sent everybody could up there. And finally, couldn't get anything else done. I called Secretary Treasurer over here and said, by God, I want you to get after him, go get Sidney Weinberg, get him in here. As soon as he did, John Loeb got up, and they got to fighting about which one was going to do what. I told Bob Anderson, please get all the folks in one room and let them elect the man they want.
Well,
because the two Jews don't get along. John Loeb wants it, but he won't do anything. So our people very honestly say that they're afraid Bob's playing this like he did Walter's race, kind of both sides. He's talking to Humphrey and talking to Eisenhower every day, but he doesn't want to get on the committee himself and get out in front because he can do more in the background. But when you go to adding the people, he got nine from over the United States in 2 months now. First, he couldn't do it on account of Bobby Kennedy. Then he couldn't do it because of some other reason.
No, I can't. I don't want to bother you with it. He didn't want me to call John Loeb, but I wasn't going to call John Loeb.
I called John Loeb and talked to him last Sunday and then called him after he got off his yacht, called him back there, told him to get with Sidney Lineberg, Bob Anderson, the whole outfit, all of them get in a room up there and elect whoever they want and get an executive secretary. When they get through, they're going to have about 21 members and probably 21 votes if they go vote, and they may raise $100,000. But Bob Anderson calls here every day, and the first paragraph is call John Loeb, and the next paragraph is how about this appointment and that one. And I've about come to the conclusion that Bob can't put those folks together. If he does, he can't put many of them, because he's been there now for all this time since before San Francisco, and he hadn't got it organized yet. And John Loeb was always going to be the ringleader and call him in, but he didn't get anybody. He's going to get Arthur Fleming in Oregon and stuff like that, but he never does get him. What I wish you'd do, Carl said that he would go and help you now, and I think that y'all might be able, I don't know, Rao may beat us. We've got to be careful not to bring it out if he does, but you all may be able to get the South to understand that. Here's the first question. Is Mississippi Freedom Delegation seated or Mississippi Delegation seated? Number one, Mississippi regulars are seated. That's number one, with every damn vote they got. Number two, we pass a resolution say it takes care of the future. We're going to use this as a criteria in the future. You can't discriminate against people. That's down the road 4 years. That doesn't hurt anybody. You all don't discriminate now. Georgia doesn't discriminate now. Number three, you take the oath, take the pledge, support the nominee. Not anything wrong with that. And number four, that's all. So get rid of Mississippi, and then we'll go on and talk about something else for 5 minutes. Then we'll bring up another resolution that because of the protests on housing, on education, on transportation, the Democratic Party has always been a party where you could lodge a protest, we'll recognize these two people as symbols here, and there'll be no votes. We'll call no rolls, but we'll just stop the fighting and stop the roll call. Now, the primary thing is to get Ullman off of it, because he's one of 13, and he takes two more, and they can't get a minority report, so you don't divide the convention, 1,100 to 900. And if we should be on the short end of the stick, and the Negroes ran the white folks out, it'd be a hell of a lot worse than two men sitting over there in the corner. Now, Rao's down protesting now. He won't take it, and he's going to come out there and try to. But if we can, while the iron's hot, without losing the South, if we're going to lose the South, we'll try to get some other formula, and you all work it out. But Walter was of the opinion that this didn't hurt them, and that you thought they'd go along.
I think that's right.
Well, you work on it, and if there's anybody else I can do, don't quote me. Don't say you talked to me. Don't let them know what I'm doing if you can avoid it, because this is the only call I've taken, and I don't want to. And You do anything in the world you can and let me know.
All right.
Bye.